So the first question I had was, what kind of activities would be going on at this possible venue?
So in our conversations with the not-for-profit that is planning the facility, they've talked about everything from music concerts of all genres to theater. They really want to be collaborative and make the facility open to groups across the community. They are working with a promoter to look at concerts of that size of 1,500 to 2,000, which is a gap in our market right now. So really, you think of it as that sort of a concert experience or artistic experience, and it's something that could happen in the pavilion in the park.
And I caught most of what they were talking about tonight at the meeting as far as the design, environmental solutions, and financial sustainability.
Right.
What the financial part of it, what type of cost is there to the park district?
That's the best part about this. There's no cost to the park district. So this is a privately funded project. It will be completely funded through private fundraising from a capital perspective. The group plans to operate the facility on their own. The only minimal cost that might exist for the park district would be any infrastructure changes that might have to happen around the facility in Donovan Park. That might be like access to electricity or things like that, but that is a very small percentage of the total campaign. So it is something that is a public benefit, private dollars.
Like you said, it is all funded by them, not the park district. What other benefits does this bring to the area?
So they referenced tonight in their presentation the revenue that is generated when you host concerts in a community. They said that for every dollar in tickets sold, another $12 are generated, whether through food, drink, hotel, shopping that you do while you're in the community. So it is something that benefits the entire community with a facility like that. Really, the thing that's most interesting to me is that a lot of that revenue is going to benefit other parts of the community. As the park district, we do not receive sales tax, but it's something that if we can work to maximize the benefit of that small portion of Donovan Park, we are helping the community and economic development and getting more people into Peoria so they can see all the really great things that we have to offer. We can start to change that conversation about Peoria and what it means and really get back to that idea of playing in Peoria and enjoying the really rich arts and culture scene that we have here in the community and inviting other people in to see it.
And if I'm correct, basically tonight they received permission and staff received permission to negotiate what this will look like.
Right. So we're not to the end by any stretch, but this represents that public commitment to the project. And so the next step will be for us to work with the private entity to establish a term sheet, for lack of a better term, to really look at all the elements of what a lease and use agreement would look like. And then that formal agreement will come back to the Board of Trustees for formal approval. So there will be opportunities for input, for conversation. But because that process takes so long and there's so much detail to it, both parties agreed that it was really important to get that idea out there. Certainly the group expressed the need for that commitment tonight so that they could start to have more formal conversations with potential contributors, start to share the project so that it's a part of a larger strategy across the community. Really, it's a positive for all of us. So we can start talking about this more openly, really looking at what the opportunity could be, building those collaborations and relationships, whether around equity or fundraising or environmental issues. But now that we can talk about it, we can really start to build out what that agreement needs to be so that we address all the concerns that might come up with a project like this. But we think the upside to this is so great that we're really excited to have those conversations now and really move the project forward in a much more robust way.